Last week, the rumours were spreading around that it looked like that Labor wasn't going to be supporting the rescue helicopter based out of the southwest, based out of Bunbury. Now, it turns out that I think maybe there was just a bit more rumours to it, but it was good to see a lot of pressure coming from a whole lot of different people, meaning that they had to make an announcement, and they've announced that they will be keeping that second helicopter based out of Bunbury. They've allocated an extra $27 million to the commitment to provide a peace of mind to those in the southwest, just quoting Mount McGowan there. He also said the emergency helicopter crew are highly trained, and this funding will ensure the positions will continue into the long-term future. Little facts about it as well is that it first started flying on February 1st, 2016. It provides cover for 95% of WA's population, and since its operation, it's actually transported 283 patients, which does include yesterday. Yesterday, we saw one of the rescue helicopters go out to Williams. There was a crash there. A girl was involved in that crash. She's since commented saying that she's going to be going into surgery today, but is in good spirits. So just, yeah, obviously, you know, terrible news out of Williams Way, but great to see that there is more funding being allocated into what is a necessity for the regional areas. Just a quote her, actually. She wrote, "Big thank you to everyone who helped me out. I have broken my back and have paralyzed my right side. Talking about surgery tomorrow. Great work, all my crew and passers-by. Got to see how it all goes. Surprised I even got out." So yeah, she's, you know, in good spirits. I think a family member was typing that on her behalf. Hopefully everything does go fine for her.